Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad that you were able to join me today as we spend these next few minutes before the Lord. And as I was in prayer before coming on the broadcast, the Lord just impressed upon my heart that there are going to be some backsliders listening to the broadcast today. And there are also maybe some of you that are not in the place that God would have you to be. You love the Lord, you're serving Him, but there are areas in your life that God is dealing with. And He wants you to make some changes. He wants you to fully surrender to Him. You know, when we receive Jesus as Savior, He becomes that. He becomes our Savior. But then there is a work of God's Spirit, which comes out of our relationship with Him, a love relationship, that because He's done so much for us, and because we want to show that love, we want to surrender everything that we are and everything that we have to Him in love for His service. That's what real love is. And then in that situation, He actually becomes Lord. We use that term very, very glibly to call Him Lord. But is He really Lord? And that's a work of God's Holy Spirit, where He is drawing the body of Christ now in these days, because we are in such dark times. We're in the end of days, that God is drawing His people ever closer. I'm asking God to do a work in my life to make me fully consecrated. As far as I know, I have been, but I know God is constantly dealing with us. There are areas where we can be more fully surrendered, where we are willing to respond in obedience, things that we feel that we don't have the anointing or the faith to do, or things, just areas that we hold back. God is dealing with that, beloved, and He is wanting us to come to Him in such faith and in such trust. And so having said that, the Lord has given me a very beautiful, beautiful passage of scripture found in the book of Jeremiah. And we're going to spend some few days looking at it. But before we continue on in today's broadcast, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank You for the privilege we have to gather in Your name. Lord, You said wherever two or three are gathered in Your name, that You are there in the midst. And now, Lord, of course, Lord, we're not physically together. Lord, my voice is going being broadcast over the airwaves, but Lord, every individual listener, every individual heart that is seeking You and is being drawn toward You, Father, we are focusing on You. You are there in our midst, Lord, because we are in agreement. We want to learn of You. We want to minister to You. We want to be ministered to our own spirit and hearts and body by You. And so, Father, we give You this time. We give You the remainder of the broadcast this week. We ask, Lord, that You would move in a very special, very intimate, deep, and personal way. And Holy Spirit, we just loose You to do that special work, that private work in each one of our hearts that will bring us to a place of joy and satisfaction and a knowledge that we're walking in the fulfillment of God's plan and destiny for our lives, that we're walking in the fullness of that anointing and that power and that authority and that faith, Lord. You started that work of faith in our lives. You said in the Word, Jesus is also the perfecter, the finisher. And so, Father, we thank you as we go from glory to glory, we go from faith to faith. And Father, we're believing you for greater and greater things in our lives. In the name of Jesus, now, Lord, be with us as we begin to share the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and give you all the praise and glory for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, we're going to be looking at a chapter in the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, verses 11 through 22. And if you have the ability, if you're not at work or driving, perhaps you might want to just grab your Bible if it's convenient and just read these verses as we look at them, because he's speaking to our hearts today. This is such a beautiful, beautiful passage of scripture that reveals in such a tender and dramatic way God's heart for his people. So let's begin by reading. I'm going to read verses 11 through 15. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations whither I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee. He, of course, is talking to his people Israel, but of course we can read what God says to his people in the Old Testament and make it applicable to us. The Lord goes on to say, but I will correct thee in measure, and I will not leave thee altogether unpunished. For thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous. There is none to plead thy cause, that thou mayest be bound up, though thou hast no healing medicines. All thy lovers have forsaken thee and forgotten thee. They seek thee not. For I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. Why criest thou for thine affliction? Thy sorrow is incurable, for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. I have done these things unto thee. We find Israel is a helpless captive in Babylon. They have been forsaken by every nation in their time of need. In verse 15, God said Israel was guilty because their sins were increased. Because thy sins were increased, the Lord says, I have done these things unto me. They had been warned by the prophets. He continued to send his word, his message to the prophets. But as you know your Old Testament, as you read the Bible, you see that they rejected the word of the Lord. They went in their own way. And beloved, we have to be careful to not just point our finger at them, but to see in our own lives where we have done much the same thing. Oh, we don't bow down to wood, stone, and gold, but we have idols that we make for ourselves, non-tangible items, our work, our families perhaps, our hobbies, the things that we do that give us pleasure. And of course, let me just say, families are a gift from the Lord. Children are a heritage of the Lord, the scriptures say. However, Jesus said, if you love mother, father, brother more than me, you're not worthy of me. So you have to take the whole of the word of God and realize that, of course, Jesus wants us to love our families. But above all, he has to be our first love. And you know what, beloved? If we will love God first, if we will love him foremost, all other of our relationships will fall in line. We'll be able to be that loving wife. We'll be able to be an exemplary husband and father. We'll be able to be a great brother or sister to our siblings, to friends, to co-workers. We will have the Spirit of Christ within us. And also Jesus said, you know, if you will seek my kingdom first, all these other things will be added to you. Now in verse 12, we find Israel is bruised. Some of you may be feeling bruised today. Your bruise is incurable. Your hurt is incurable. That's what he says. Is the situation. They are in a very sad condition. Why? Because they had rebelled against God, and their worship was like sounding brass. They no longer worship the living God with gold and praises, but with rebellion they had withstood him, and their hurt was incurable. There was nothing that was going to effect healing. None of their friends that they had played the harlot with was around when they needed him. They had been forsaken. And beloved, when we rebel against God, and I'm now addressing those that have walked with the Lord. Some of you might be backslidden. Some of you may not be in the place you know God wants you to be. I don't have to point things out. You know that God is wanting you to put some discipline in your life, or to cut off certain activities, or stop certain contacts, and you've just been dragging your feet. Well, yeah, I'm going to get around to it. I'm going to do it. But God is saying, now is the time. Now is the day of salvation. When we rebel against God, what happens? It leads to bondage. It leads to suffering. It leads to disappointment and fear and darkness and a feeling of hopelessness, sometimes like you've never experienced. I know there are times in my Christian walk I felt desolate, felt hopeless. And now you say, well, as a Christian, we shouldn't be. Well, of course not, we shouldn't be. But we are fighting an adversary, a satanic army of demons that will do everything they can to discourage us in the Lord. And so, beloved, we have to recognize the warfare that we are under and know that not only do we have our own flesh to deal with, but we have actual attacks from the enemy. And beloved, he will use every weakness in your flesh. But thank God, he gives the victory. The Lord gives the victory through Jesus Christ. Well, I am just getting into the message, and I do pray that if your schedule allows, you'll be able to be with me at the same time tomorrow. Otherwise, you can go to our website at www.unveilchrist.org and tune in to the broadcast there. They're archived there for a number of years. Listen anytime at your convenience. And as I bring this broadcast to a close, I just want to express with all of my heart how much I love my UCM partners and my radio family. Some of you have never written, but I pray for you every day. I really do. And ask the Lord the same things I ask for myself, I ask for you. I ask for my partners. Why? Because we are one body, isn't that right? And we are all needing to grow up and to come to the perfection of Jesus Christ. Well, my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. The announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.